You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Borders joins us now to say even bibliophiles make mistakes about books they've read, but rereading a book by a favorite author is all right now and again.
I was feeling flush with cash, having received a bit of lagniappe, so I sauntered down to the bookstore to browse the bargain bin. I needed a break from either working on my own stuff or reading heavy history. I was hunting a novel for under $10 in either trade paperback or hardcover. I quit buying small paperbacks because the type is too small. I tire of trying to hold them open, and the paper quality is crummy. I've become a book snob in my near dotage. I don't want a novel heavy enough that if I dropped it on Rosie the Wonder Dog, she might suffer a concussion. I save my reading brain power of 1,200-page tomes for the true stories, biographies of presidents and such. But I don't want to spend $10 for a novel I can finish in a single sitting, either. A 450-page middle-brow novel is ideal when I just want to unwind and be entertained. I headed to the store to the bargain stacks. This bookstore is part of a chain, the only store left in our town that sells new books. It has a large selection, but not much soul. I don't know what will become of bookstores, though I am as guilty as the next person, looking for that $10 bargain and shopping on Amazon. A friend emailed me a story the other day about a fellow who wrote a novel that managed to make it to the top of Amazon's bestseller list for a week. This fellow wrote a fine online piece recounting how his family figured he would soon be lighting up cigars with $100 bills after making it to the top of the Amazon bestseller list for 7 days. If that were only true. The writer says he made a grand total of $12,000 off his novel. The sad part is that's pretty good money these days for a novel, since he only sold 4,000 copies and had a great royalty arrangement. To date, in 6 years, a modest book I wrote for University of Texas Press has sold about 1,000 copies, which has netted me about $1,000 in royalties. The last royalty check was $24.82. I cashed it and bought a book with it. At the store, I spied a James Lee Burke hardcover I hadn't read, published in 2010, titled The Glass Rainbow. He's one of my favorite writers, someone who writes in the mystery genre. Burke is a fine wordsmith with great characters I have followed for years. I couldn't wait to get home to start reading it. I settled in after dinner, heating pads soothing my still-healing back, Sam the other dog at my feet, and dove into another dark tale from New Iberia. After 100 pages or so, I sensed a familiarity to the plot. That is only natural with characters I have followed for years. Then I got up and went to the shelves. My stack of James Lee Burke novels is about head high, just above the television in my study. Sure enough, there was the copy of The Glass Rainbow I had apparently bought at some point last year on another jaunt to the bargain bin. Well, I was enjoying reading The Glass Rainbow so much that I decided to not let it bother me that I don't remember reading it the first time. When done, I'll give the second copy to somebody for Christmas. I must say that never happens with one of those heavy historical tomes. For example, I have never picked up one of Robert Caro's volumes about Lyndon Johnson, having forgotten that I once read it. At least not yet.
Commentator Gary Borders is an East Texas writer. You can find his work at garyborders.com. Feel free to pass along your unforgettable reading recommendations. Email him at borders@redriverradio.org. Morning Edition continues in a moment.